Entertainment Man listeners, do you perform in front of a live audience but sometimes need a visual cue for your words or lyrics? Check out Black Box Prompter, the world's first smart teleprompter that gives you the confidence you need to perform your best. Get 10% off your next purchase with promo code EMPOD, like Entertainment Man, EMPOD at blackboxprompter.com.
You for the rest.
Let's go. Let's go.
Now you're tuned in to the best.
Y'all know the name.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.
Entertainment Man Podcast is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more.
Hello, buddy, and welcome to Entertainment Man Podcast. I am your host, Chris Entertainment Man, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the next episode of the podcast. Yeah, surprise, I'm doing another episode the day after the 5th anniversary, and I wanted to do it. You know, I wanted to do another episode. I wasn't sure I was going to get it out for you guys, but, you know, here I am. I'm here doing the thing again. The podcast. No, this really does make up a lot of, you know, the ground that I lost when I took a couple weeks off when I was sick. And really, now it's only 1 week that's been missing now, technically, because I added in that extra episode yesterday. So that makes a lot of sense to you guys, I'm sure. So today I was going to talk about something, but I'm actually not going to do it today. I want to talk, and this is from the heart. There's nothing written down. This is from my heart, from my thoughts. I've been very, very busy this weekend. For those who didn't know, I have been, and I'm going to be going back to the hockey rink this afternoon to cheer on my niece and nephew's team in the championship game. So I will not be around, and probably by then I'll be off for the day anyways. I'll take a day off and rest. I'm probably take Monday tomorrow off as well, just to, because I'm going to be with Eric for the day. So I'm going to be enjoying that. Other than that, I want to talk about, you know, having a plan when you're creating content. And, you know, I've been a stickler for time management lately. I've been trying to get everything out on time. I'm trying to, you know, get everything, you know, out and about on the social medias. And I may have prematurely posted the podcast a little early yesterday, because I posted it pretty well right after. And, well, it's up there now. I did a mid-episode check. It's actually up on most of the platforms, which is great. It went up pretty quick. But having a plan, and I do have a plan, and I've been planning a lot of this stuff. And, you know, for now, Entertainment Man remains on the audio only side of things until April. And I can actually say this officially, and just give me a second. I'm going to actually open up OBS, not OPN, OBS, because I want to record this little spot. That way I can tell you guys exactly what is going on with it. So I'm going to open up. I'm just going to get the Entertainment Man. It's not going to be perfect. Actually, no, I can just do this. But anyways, there is... Okay, so you guys know I've been re-uploading the old episodes recently. I haven't done videos, the video version of the podcast, very much recently. And that is because I was waiting to... I'm just going to put my green screen on here. Just a normal green screen. I'm going to actually just get rid of the background and just do a green screen, the non-green screen effect. But for those who didn't know, I'm uploading the episodes to YouTube, to the audio only, also to YouTube as well. A bit of an update, because we were having issues with crispyontheweb.com. So players are not, you know, they're not working very well. So it's not working. There's a big problem with that. So with the players not working, and I'm actually recording this, so I can post this up like a little short reel or something. But I want to let you guys know, we will, Entertainment Man will not be starting video until April 27th, 2025. We'll be officially back on video in April 27th, 2025. So that will be the official start of video for this podcast again. We'll have all the production lights. We'll have, you know, the these lights on the side that you see behind me through the green screen. Those will be off. But I just want to let you guys guys know, I have a plan, and by April 27th, we'll be back on video, and I'm going to make sure, I'm going to see if Nick can do, because I'm going to have Nick Earhart, who I was on the podcast with yesterday, so I'm going to see if I can get him to do it towards the end of April, if possible. That way we can actually, you know, get that booked for that too, and I got to send him an email this week. But anyways, I have a plan, and the plan is to return a video, and also I'm gonna have a schedule, which is very important. You know, having a schedule is very important. I'm gonna have days for like posting up shorts for, you know, the upcoming episodes. I'm gonna do one day for doing just the motivational reels. I'm gonna do a lot more reels on social media. I'm going to be more present on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. I'm gonna be very, and YouTube as well. I'm gonna be very active on there. So you be sure on the lookout. And it's always good to have a schedule, and it's always good to, you know, it's good just to have a schedule and to base off of it, and you're able to, you know, get you're able to follow it, and it does help you stay on track. And time management is the utmost important thing to actually have. Anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to do that. I just wanted to do a little reel there, just mid podcast recording. Just want to let you guys know that I'll cut it out. I'll cut it down to the April 27th part, and the part of the shorts and whatnot. I'm gonna do all of that, and I'll post that up probably. Well, I'm probably gonna post that this afternoon, I probably posted that this morning. So I have a plan. And in the meantime, while we're waiting for the video to start with Entertainment Man podcast on the 27th, I'm gonna post up, you know, reels from the CBLTW show. I'm gonna start doing reels, personal reels, just with me talking about it, about different things, motivational stuff. I'm going to try to do that like once or twice a week as well. I'm going to really try to do a couple of those. Maybe I'll do two to five per week. I'm going to have a timetable. I'm going to build a timetable, and I'm going to actually change my whiteboard just because it's going to be hard to put it all written down on the whiteboard. I'm going to maybe reconfigure the whiteboard a little bit and do that, so I have an idea of what is what with all the different content, right? I want to make sure I have it. But there will be a schedule, and I will release it on crispyontheweb.com once I figure it out. I'm just doing some work on that behind the scenes right now. So yeah, it's important to have a schedule. It's very important to, you know, to stick to the schedule, and it's good to, you know, learn time management too, because time management is everything. Time management is everything when it comes, you know, to being a content creator, or, you know, being a business coach, or, you know, helping people, and, you know, having appointments, and, you know, helping the clients out as well. It is just so important. It is so important. And I wish I did this on video too. I wish I did this on video, and I can't stop now because I'm already halfway through. But maybe I'll start doing video next week. You know what? Next week I'll start doing video. So I'm gonna scrap that. So yeah, I'll start doing video next week. I'll do a little side video or something and post it up on social media for you guys today at some point as well. But I have other little, you know, reels I want to do anyways, and I can post that up today and post that up everywhere. And I'll do the announcement reel as well. But it is always important to, you know, especially keep the folks out there up to date on things too, because you want to keep them up to date, right? You want to, you know, keep the folks up to date on everything. You want to make sure they know what is happening with Crispy on the Web, for me, for Crispy on the Web Media, you know, for the blogs, the podcasts, you name it, we name it. So pretty much it is very important to definitely have a timetable and know that timetable, and being able to, you know, keep up with your schedule. And you know, don't make it so difficult either. That's the one thing I do not recommend, is don't make your schedule so what's the word I'm saying? I'm trying to think here. So it is good to not overwhelm your schedule per day. You know, have a few things here and there, and always have things, you know, pre-planned out for you and have it all ready to go. And it's always important to, you know, have a plan, especially when it comes to doing content. And I gotta work on a bit of things this week with the podcast. And now it's just going to be hard to keep up because I have to do Ghostwriter are going to work on Corner Gas this week, so I got a lot of other stuff that I need to work on as well when it comes to the content. But I'm going to try to put some reels out there every day. I'm still trying to figure out like a good number, what kind of number would be appropriate for me to do per day. And it's whatever you really is, it's whatever you can do per day. And it depends on the content too. Like when you're doing shorts, and I don't think I've ever talked about shorts on this podcast. I don't think I did. The short form content. I don't think I've ever talked about that. Maybe next weekend I should do an episode on that. So, and it'll be on video too. So I don't care if it's all mixed up with the old content. You know, content is content. It's for you guys. And you guys have been enjoying the older content too. I'm sure you guys have really enjoyed the older content on YouTube. For those who are watching on YouTube, you know, we don't have video, but we're on audio only. Now, with this plan, we are moving the feeds for Entertainment Man Podcast to Spotify permanently. So that's good. It's good because Spotify gets a lot of views. See what my show's doing amazing on Spotify. So it's a testament to the See What My Show being recognized and known on the Spotify platform very well. So that's why we're doing it. And plus, we can actually embed the players from Spotify to crispyontheweb.com, and you guys can see it on the website, and it really will help the website with the views too. So, but you can still listen to it like on iTunes, YouTube, TuneIn, iHeartRadio. We're on Odyssey. We're on Amazon Music. We're all out there. We're on MyTuner Radio as well. We're on there as well. Like, we are everywhere. Like, the podcast is everywhere. So you can still find it. I'm going to make sure all the feeds are updated with the most recent RSS feed. So, you know, I'm always going to be on top of things. So that's what I'm going to be doing on Tuesday. I'm going to be working on a lot of content stuff for you guys. I'm going to start doing some reels. Try to do a couple reels a day for you guys in the meantime till we get the video content ready to go for next weekend. So I'm going to go back to video right away. Don't forget waiting until April 27th. I'm just going to do it now. The old stuff will go up in between, but I might speed up the old episodes to like 3 a day, and maybe that'll be make things a little shorter for that. But you know, I gotta make room for the new content too, right? I have to do that. But the new content will be premiered, so don't worry, the new content will always be premiered, and that is what's really important, is the new content and getting new people to it. And I want to talk about short form content because it worked on YouTube. And I'm going to talk about this next week. I'm going to do a whole episode on short form content and reels because it has really helped us grow. And that's how we got the 119 subscribers last time. We did short form content and we actually did very well with, you know, the short form content. We did amazing. So that made a big difference in our YouTube game especially. So I'll talk about that next week, not right now, but that is a big part of, you know, part of your plan. Especially if you're going to be on YouTube, you have to do short form content, shorts on YouTube. It gets you a lot of views, and it did well. Like, I think I had over 10,000 within, I think, months. I had over 10,000 channel views, which was crazy. And well, now it's not doing too good. The shorts are not doing good. I think people are not too happy with us leaving, but you know, it is what it is. And I already got one idiot disliker on there. Well, you know, haters will hate. That's the way it is with the world of being a content creator. And I've already done a reel about, you know, never giving up, especially having to deal with the haters and the trolls. You know, I already talked about that in the last episode, and you just shrug it off and just go on and move on. And you know, you just keep on moving forward with your content, and you know, block them. You know, that's probably the best way to do it, to deal with it especially. But having a plan means, you know, having to sacrifice a lot of your time working on, you know, short form content, you know, doing posts, the community posts. I want to do more of those. Maybe I'll start doing some polls or something on there as well. So that will probably help a lot when it comes to the channel, keeping you guys in the loop. And I want to do polls. Polls is a big thing I do on my group, on our private Facebook group. group for Crispy on the Web Media. So we have a private Facebook group. You can join it. You can see it on crispyontheweb.com, but if you troll, you're going to be booted out. It's a private group. It's no BS. It's, you know, it is a group to hang out and talk about the content, and we do polls on there, and it's great. You know, I love the interaction with the polls, and we've had some good dandy polls lately going out, and I can actually share with you guys a couple that we did recently. I'm just opening up my Facebook here. We did one about streaming. I do not stream anymore except the Facebook page, and Tara actually mentioned it in the comments as well. And we did another one. Oh, Should Entertainment Man Podcast Return to Sunday? And we did a poll here on the channel too. So that was another thing that we did. We actually did a poll on our YouTube channel. I think we did one on Twitter as well, or X recently. I think I did one on Instagram stories, if I remember correctly. I think I did. So, you know, it is good to, you know, also interact. And part of the having the plan is being very interactive with the fans. And I've been doing that a lot. I'm busy quite a lot. I'm not doing much. I'm quiet for a couple days, but you know, I'm working on content for you guys. So that is what's important, is to have some content. I was working on content, so that's why sometimes I'm not around for a couple days in a row. I'm just busy with stuff behind the scenes here in the studio. So that is one of the reasons why sometimes I don't show my presence online that much. I'm trying to be more active on social media, and that is one of the big problems I have, is not having a presence online as much. So it's hard. It's hard to do everything, but it is important to, you know, always, you know, post updates on social media and do reels and interact with the fans and all of that crazy stuff. But, you know, I'm doing good. We're doing good with what we're doing. We really have come a long way. We're on our way to our 11th anniversary in November. So it's just crazy that we've been around for a long time now, 11 years and counting. So it's pretty crazy to see that we've been around such a long period of time, and we keep on going with this content. Anyways, what else do I want to say? I'm trying to think here. I know I didn't write things down. I should have put bullet points and just kept going and talking about it, but I didn't do that out. I just pulled a muscle in my back doing that. It's really important to have a plan, and you can tell we have a plan. We have a big plan with the content moving forward, and I've learned so much from my little chat with Nick yesterday. So big thank you to Nick, and you will be seeing him and hearing him on the podcast soon, very soon. I'm going to get him booked this week, and hopefully we can get things ready to go. And I'm excited to have him on. I'm actually reaching out to two more people I'm going to reach out to about the podcast, and I'm going to make sure that I get them booked as well. So I'm going to be doing a lot of that. I'm going to be kind of reconfiguring a lot of my Calendly is going to be changing. I'm going to be putting two things as one in the main calendar for like booking for like coaching sessions or whatever I'm going to be doing down the road. I'm going to talk about that in the podcast later. Not right now, but later once I get started, I will definitely talk about that a little bit more. But the CBLO show is going to be part of that as well. So I'm going to make sure to have that in there as well for the CBLO show as well. Or I may have the CBLO show as its own, and then I'll have Entertainment Man as its own, and Crispy on the Web Media will be its own again, like it was at one point. But I don't know. I haven't decided how I'm going to do it yet, but we'll see how things go. But anyways, I don't remember what was I even saying? I was talking about something and I don't remember. Don't remember what I was saying now. Darn, I don't remember. But anyway, I'm just, you know, rambling now at this point of the night, and it being, well, 10 o'clock technically, because time has been moved backwards. And hope you guys didn't forget to put your clock back as well, because I didn't do it with the studio yet. So I gotta do that soon, because it still says 11 o'clock here. So go figure. But yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll figure out the calendar stuff down the road. I'm going to make sure everything is just organized a little bit more. But yeah, I'm going to be reaching out to some people for the podcast. So be on the lookout for those interviews. That's at least three, so that's good. I'm going to definitely do some of those. I'm probably going to be on, I think there's another podcast, two podcasts I think I'm going to be on as well, so down the road. But anyways, I think that's about all I can say about, you know, having a plan. And clearly we have a plan, and I'm excited for it. And I'll share with you guys the schedule for content. It'll be on crispontheweb.com/p/calendar, or no, schedule. I think it's schedule. I'll put the link in the description below. I think it's schedule. So you can check it out once it's done. I'll have a schedule redone this week as well, so that way you guys kind of know, be in the know on when the content schedule, when you do expect content out there for me. So go check it out later in the week. But stay tuned on social media. Follow us on, you know, Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at Crispy on the Web. And next week, I will hopefully, if I don't have an interview booked this week, I'm going to, probably won't be this week anyways, I am probably going to be, I will be talking about creating short content and reels for you guys, and that will be on video. So stay tuned for that. If you are new to the podcast, please do subscribe to, or subscribe or follow wherever you're listening or watching the podcast. You can, again, follow social media, Crispy on the Web on social media, on Facebook, at Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, at Crispy on the Web. And we'll see you guys next week for another episode of Entertainment Podcast. Bye for now.
Entertainment Man Podcast is a weekly radio show produced by Crispy on the Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week again for a fresh round.
It's the Entertainment Man Podcast.